We go to Florida International University now and infectious disease specialist, Professor Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk first about the health department making some new fluoride recommendations. Where do you stand on fluoride?
Well, you know, it is one of the many things that you have to figure out exactly how much you need, right? One of the things that you have to remember is something that Paracelsus said more than 500 years ago. He said, the dose makes the poison, right? Everything is poison and nothing is poison. But the dose and the context determine whether something is good or bad for you. So we know that fluoride has a value in making your enamel stronger and really just that hardening that it does to the enamel is very protective against cavities. It's also very good at fighting the acid that bacteria produce. So in that way, it helps. And it also helps against cavities because it directly kills bacteria. But how much is the right amount and how much is too much? And that's really what the question boils down to. And in fact, it's interesting that you ask that question because they're talking about getting rid of adding, making sure that they have added fluoride in the water here in Miami-Dade. But unfortunately, they're basing their decision on a study produced by people who have lost their medical license and have extremely controversial data that they published, which doesn't match any of the other work that's been done. There are studies that show that obviously if you have way too much, like 1.5 levels, that has a slight but real possibility of causing brain damage, a little bit of brain damage to a developing brain. But levels below that, for example, here in Miami-Dade, the levels are at 0.7, have not been shown to have any damage whatsoever and simply give you that benefit. But that's why it's really important to pay attention to the details. Because as I started this, you know, my response to you, the dose is really critical. And think about this. You know, people have died of drinking too much water. And obviously drinking water is a necessity, right?
Right.
It's too much is not good. You have to have the right amount. There's a Goldilocks amount for most things. So you do need to have fluoride, and you do need the water to have a small amount, but not too much. And I don't think people are paying attention to the details of what is that amount that we have right now and whether that amount is good and all the evidence that has been done. By the way, we've been looking at this for more than 100 years. So there's more than 100 years of data and details that show that these very low levels are beneficial and not harmful. But again, you know, people publish things that go against the, you know, what is known and do inadequate studies, and then, you know, then you have politics thrown in and it gets kind of nuts.
Yeah, good to stick to the facts. 63% of United States community water systems have fluoride. Let's talk about this pretty scary story about strep infections that have more than doubled lately in the United States. CDC reporting on this. What do we know about strep?
Well, strep bacteria, there's many different types of strep. There's, you know, the most serious would be Streptococcus pneumonia, which was once called the captain of death because before we had antibiotics, it was, you know, the type of pneumonia that you could get from it was horrific, right, and would kill even very young people. The more common strep, like gas, these are common infections that people get. They can cause things like impetigo, which can be very, very contagious. There's many different manifestations of these infections depending on how they get past your innate immune barriers and cause disease. But generally speaking, most of us, have strep on their skin with no consequence whatsoever. So the question isn't where does the strep come from, or, you know, is there more of it around? There's always, it's sort of a ubiquitous thing. It's why are people getting sick from strep, and why are they getting, why are we seeing an increase? And I think that we still need to study what's going on to answer that question as to why we're seeing an increase right now. Some of it has to do with drug resistance.
All I know is, and don't take this personally, every time I talk to you when we're done, I just want to lock myself up, seal myself away, and not see anybody. And no dinner parties, no activities. But I'll try to get out now and then, despite that. Thanks, Dr. Marty. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.